Essay 104. Speech by British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher at the signature ceremony of the Joint Declaration of the Future of Hong Kong, 19th of December, 1984. This is a historic occasion, and I am particularly pleased to see that Chairman Deng Xiaoping is able to be present. The Joint Declaration of the Future of Hong Kong, which we have just signed on behalf of our two governments, is a landmark in the life of the territory, in the course of Anglo-Chinese relations, and in the history of international diplomacy. The agreement establishes a firm basis for confidence in Hong Kong up to 1997 and beyond, and for its continued stability, prosperity, and growth. I remember with pleasure my last visit to China in September 1982 and my discussions with Chinese leaders. At my meeting with Chairman Deng Xiaoping, on that occasion we agreed to open talks on the future of Hong Kong. Our common aim was to maintain the territory's stability and prosperity. It is in spirit of pride and of optimism about the future that I now return to sign the agreement which is the result of those talks. I think you will agree that the negotiations were not always easy. At certain points there were difficult decisions to be made on both sides. There were moments of tension. To overcome these difficulties, we need to draw on a shared fund of goodwill, on friendship, and on a common commitment to Hong Kong's future. This was what made success possible. I would like to pay tribute to the dedication of the two negotiating teams and all their supporting staff, under the guidance of Sir Geoffrey Howe and State Councillor and Foreign Minister Wu Shi-Chin. It is thanks to the imagination and resource which they showed that we can sign an agreement today. The agreement fully meets the political requirements of Britain and China, as well as the interests of the Hong Kong people. It provides the framework in which, as a special administrative region of the People's Republic of China, Hong Kong will maintain its economic system and the way of life for 50 years after the 1st of July, 1997. It gives Hong Kong a high degree of autonomy. Hong Kong people will administer Hong Kong and the special administration region will pass its own legislation. It allows Hong Kong to continue to decide its own economic, financial, and trade policies, and to participate as appropriate in international organizations and agreements. It preserves Hong Kong's familiar legal system and the rights and freedoms enjoyed there. In short, it provides the assurances for the future which Hong Kong needs in order to maintain to play its unique role in the world as a trading and financial center. These qualities in the agreement have been recognized by the British Parliament and by the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress of China, which have approved the intention of our governments to proceed to signature. The agreement has been subject to a thorough public debate among those whose future it will determine, the people of Hong Kong. Although they have expressed some reservations and sought clarification on particular points, they have clearly judged it acceptable to them as a whole. The agreement has been widely praised by other governments, in international organizations and in financial and economic circles. The Secretary General of the United Nations has described it as an example for other countries of the way in which difficult international problems can be successfully resolved. International goodwill and support will be vital for Hong Kong in the future, and I have no doubt that it will be forthcoming. I should like to pay a tribute to the leaders of China for the vision and fair-sightedness of their approach to the negotiations. The concept of one country, two systems, preserving two different political, social, and economic systems within one nation has no precedent. It offers an imaginative response to special historical circumstances of Hong Kong. The concept is an example of how apparently intractable problems can and should be resolved. The agreement is a basis on which the people of Hong Kong will build. They will bring to the task the energy, persistence, and determination for which they are rightly famous throughout the world. I am confident that they will make Hong Kong an even more flourishing place than it is today. Britain and China share a continuing responsibility to maintain the conditions with which the people of Hong Kong can realize this goal. We have laid the foundation in this solemn international agreement. We have created in the Sino-British Joint Liaison Group a forum for cooperation over its implementation. We have demonstrated the strength of our commitment to it today by the signatures that you, Mr. Premier, and I have set upon it. I am heartened by the assurance which your government has repeatedly given that the arrangements for Hong Kong contained in the agreement are not measures of expediency. They are long-term policies which will be incorporated in the basic law for Hong Kong and preserved intact for 50 years from 1997. For my part, I pledge that British government will do all in its power to make the agreement a success. It will be our pride and our pleasure to administer Hong Kong up to 30th of June, 1997, in accordance with the highest principles of British administration. We shall administer it prudently, with foresight, and in the best interest of the people. In accordance with the terms of the agreement, we shall be ready to consult with the Chinese government through the Joint Liaison Group to ensure a smooth transition, and we are pleased that this consultation will extend beyond 1997 to the year 2000. The negotiation itself has brought our countries closer together. It has increased our mutual understanding, respect, and trust. I am convinced that as we work together in the future, we shall be laying the foundation for an even closer and deeper relationship. That is good for Britain, good for China, and good for the world. Above all, it is good for the people of Hong Kong. We are privileged today to take part with our Chinese friends in a unique occasion. The circumstances are unique. The agreement is unique. It is right that we should feel a sense of history, of pride, and of confidence in the future.